If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie is informing me that Walmart now has robots you can buy.
Well, they just took them off. It was a limited time offer.
That was a quick story.
Wasn't it? No, here's what happened. So they're saying that, I don't know why they took them off, because I guess they're unaffordable. So I guess Elon is really upset.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he has those robots and he's going to produce them and all that stuff. Like Kim Kardashian got one already.
Yeah, I've seen the stories. I haven't read much into it, but.
Yeah. So anyway, he's going to make like a million of them. They're going to be available to all of us to do our laundry and mow the lawn and just all kinds of things. So this Chinese company beat him to the race, and Walmart actually put a robot and a dog up for sale on their Walmart website.
I'd buy a robot in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I really would.
Yeah.
Because I've never had anyone in the house that I could order around, you know? I get ordered around all the time, you know? It's like, take the trash out, do this, but I've never had somebody that I could order around. And if I had my own robot, man, would I have fun with it. I would love
right?
it.
Now,
how pricey are they?
Well, the robot is like $21,000 and the dog robot is
$16,000. Oh.
I don't know why you'd want a dog one, because does it just walk around and act like it's paying?
I don't know. I guess you could play fetch with
maybe.
It in the front yard.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to worry about peeing and pooping. You don't have to clean up after
exactly.
the dog if it's a robot. But I can't imagine
Will
having
you look
to.
Why they pulled them for me?
I can't imagine having to go to the bank and financing a dog.
I know, right?
For $21,000.
Well, the dog is only $16,000.
Oh, well, yeah. I'd still have to finance my dog. I'd have a $500 dog payment.
The humanoid robot, is $21,000. And they had it up there, available for sale. And they said that the link, for some reason, is still up there. But once you hit the link, then you can't go and buy it. So I don't know what's going on here.
Someday, every home will have a robot. Every home. We'll have a robot.
I know, isn't that weird?
Someday.
We were talking about this, how we never, you know, thought in our lives that, remember when you like scoffed at Teslas? You're like,
yeah,
you're like, oh my
It'll
God.
It'll never work.
That's
what,
never going
to work. For
gonna,
cars?
Come
Get
on.
Out of here.
Right?
What are you, the Jetsons?
Exactly. And I remember you saying like, this is never, ever going to be a thing, Jamie.
No.
Just get off your high horse with saying it is.
Yeah.
And then it is. It is a thing now. And then the self-driving is insane. And now, I mean, BJ's saying we're all going to have robots. And I know a lot of us are like, and never going to have robots.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It would be nice.
I've stopped saying no.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it happens. And we're all going to have them. Now, it's going to, look, I'm already kind of lazy. It's going to make you lazier. I mean, think about it. I took out the trash last night. If I had a robot, you think I'd be doing that? No. I have to go get the trash cans this morning and bring them in. It's a little bit of exercise, not a lot, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to order my robot, Ollie. I'm going to say, Ollie, you got to go get the trash.
Oh, you already named him?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Wow.
Ollie.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Somebody said that the great part about having your own dog, it'll never die. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, but it's not gonna
but you have
be
to charge it. What if your battery dies?
Yeah.
It's not going to be so loving or
no.
anything like that.
It's not going to love you unconditionally like a regular dog would.
No. And I'm not buying a robot to, you know, to make it like, you know, have a emotional connection to it. I mean, I'm just out to yell at it and make it do things for me. That's all
that's
I want it for.
It's like you're taking out your whole life on a robot.
Yeah.
Like everything
no,
that you,
it is.
Everything you go through at home, you're going to be like, watch this.
But I think everybody will. I think everybody will take it. I mean, you're not going to worry about hurting its feelings, right?
Exactly.
You're going to say, robot, go do this for me. Go water the lawn. Go pick up the dog poop. You know, go do things for me.
I'm trying to find why they actually
so it says it's a third party seller that pulled it.
Oh, they
so
did.
It wasn't actually Walmart that was selling it. They were selling it through a third party, and the third party actually pulled the humanoid and the dog.
Dang it. That would have been fun. I mean, I don't have $21,000.
I can't finance a dog.
I know, right?
I can't justify it. Having a $400 dog payment, I can't do that.
Somebody said early. That's why you have kids. Oh, by the way, can I just bring up something last night? This is so funny. So, like 6-7 of us girls all got together last night to celebrate Indigenous Day, right? We started at 11:30. About 3 p.m., some peeled off, which they should have. Some dropped kids off at different events and then came back. It was just, I mean, we rotated people. It was just really funny, right? Because some people had to take them to tutoring and, you know, all this stuff. So anyway, we decided with us seven girls, we're going to start a podcast.
Okay.
And it's going to be called Our Kids Suck.
Okay.
Right? And it's because
Why do they suck?
Because right now their kids are on fall break and they literally will not get out of bed.
Driving them nuts.
They won't get out. Well, no, not even. They're not even around. They're just in bed. They won't even get out of bed.
They're just rotting in their beds all day.
Yeah, because my girlfriend, her son drives and she wanted him to come pick her up. And he won't even answer the phone.
Really?
Because he's asleep.
Do not disturb.
You know how they stay. Well, your kid's not there yet, but they will literally stay in bed till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And you're like, what are you useful for?
Man, I wish Debbie would stay in her bed all day.
Yeah, you wait and say that, but then around, you know what? Then around 12 and 13, they just stay in their bed. Oh my God. And then one of my girlfriend, her son is like failing all his classes. And so she's like, oh my, I've been talking to the teacher. We got a tutor. I mean, you forget how stressful it is for them to go through school.
Yeah, you know? I'm doing it right now with a 7-year-old.
Yeah, and then when they get behind and there's no getting back. And then that's the other thing is some of them have kids that are calling in work sick. And they're just like, our kids suck. So I'm like, okay, we'll start a podcast called My Kids Suck. Finally honesty about how yay, we'll have kids. It'll be fun, they said. I like it. I think we're going to do it. It'll be
kids,
fun.
Kids, kids, kids. Yeah. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
If you're, let's say, a 19 or 20-year-old person, let's go back, all right? Let's go back. Would you consider this a kind of a cool job, an embarrassing job, or maybe neither of the above, okay? Driving the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Now, let me tell you what the job gives you, okay?
Okay.
All right. First of all, it's a 1-year commitment to drive this vehicle, and I think there are several of them, around, because they're looking for 12 people, around the country. It's 1 year on the road in the Wiener.
Okay. All right.
All right. It pays $36,000 a year.
Do they take care of your transportation? I mean, your... hotel and your food.
Glad you asked.
Do they have stipends?
They give you $150 a day for food.
Okay.
They pay for all hotel expenses.
Well, I guess if you don't have anything else going on, that'd be fun.
I'm sure that they pick the hotel. You're not staying at the Four Seasons and parking the Wienermobile out front.
I'm sure they have a contract with someone. Yeah.
I mean, I don't see you being down if you're doing Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor with the big Wiener out front.
Maybe. You never know, though. You never know.
Well, that'd be great advertising for the Wienermobile.
I mean, think about it. Like, you know, because a lot of kids take, they do study abroad, right? Or they just take a sabbatical because they're burnt out. I mean, what better way to do? You're fried. Your brain's like just over. Like, yeah. I'm going to drive a Wiener.
But if you're, let's say you're Ralphie's what, 19?
He is.
Is he 19? All right, so he's perfect. Does he want to walk around saying he's driving the Wienermobile?
Well, I think it'd be pretty
his
funny.
Girlfriend, I think somebody he's trying to pick up.
I think he would love it. I do.
That's why I'm asking. Yeah, that's why I'm asking. I don't know the answer.
It's literally like once in a lifetime, right? Like, when are you ever going to drive a Wiener again?
I will say this, $36,000 a year for a 19-year-old that's got nothing else to do seems like a pretty good gig.
Right. And you're $150 a day for food is pretty good.
$150, man, you can eat pretty good with that, right? $150.
Yeah.
And then you get, you know, the hotel expenses covered. You get full health benefits. You get 18 days of the year off. You get a little vacation time from the Wiener, okay? So you get all this, and they're looking for 12 people. I guess what they have to do a complete overhaul every year where they fire everybody that's driving the Wiener, and they hire brand new people. So they need 12.
I'm just trying to think. I mean, there's been a lot. But, you know, some of those weird experiences when you were in high school where you're like, man, that was so cool that I did. Like, for example, Carson. So cool. He got to work at Arby's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I worked at Waffle House.
See?
Yeah, I was 19 years old. I'm working at Waffle House, head chef. Yeah. I'm running that joint.
I mean, imagine if you could say, like, if we could do this show right now and you're like, you guys are never going to believe what I used to do. I'm going to be like, what? I drove the wiener.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be crazy. No. Yeah, that's once in a lifetime.
Well, and Jamie and I had that reaction when you told us that at the Carl's Jr. that you were a star.
I was the Carl's Jr.
When we found that out, we thought, man, what a cool gig to
have. You were a star.
Yeah.
I get to have that dirty costume and get in there every day and hold
a sign. It's an honor. It's an honor because it's a proud tradition that Carl's Jr. has.
Yeah.
So I think the Wienermobile and the Wienermobile, I mean, you're talking about iconic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I mean, you spot that thing on I-25 and you know you saw it.
I think that if you put it on, like maybe you're gay and you put it on Grindr, that would be a real, real good one. Right?
Like, that you drive the Wienermobile?
I mean, hello. Come on.
Wiener in the wiener.
It doesn't give. Yeah. Well, honest to God, like if that's your profile picture, you in front of it, like how great is that? I'd be that's like, I'm dating that guy.
Yeah,
It would stand out.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. All right. If you want to apply, maybe we've talked you into it with this conversation this morning. It's a very cool career to have.
It is.
I don't know that if you get, you know, into, let's say, AI or something later on that you put this on your resume. I don't know if you care for the rest.
I think
life.
You do. You know why?
Yeah,
because it shows you're well-rounded and that you're fun. Because they don't want just a stiff, like, you know, like, that's not fun. Just a smart dude all the time. You want a guy that's, like, confident enough to drive around a wiener. It's better.
I like your attitude this morning. I really do. You're making a lot of sense, Jamie White.
Really,
you really are.
I'm glad you asked me.
All right, you can go to the Kraft Heinz career sites in order to apply. You can become what they call a hot dogger.
See?
They have an official name.
That's really great.
Yeah. You even get a t-shirt that says I'm a hot dogger.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a uniform.
You can apply there until January 31st. They'll select in February, and then it's 1 year on the road in the wiener.
I'm looking at all the pictures. They look like they're having fun.
Yeah. Well, every time it comes here, they look like they're having a blast.
Oh, dude.
You think it would get old, though? I mean,
listen, I'm looking at these pictures. There are hookups going on.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure. Can you imagine you get to say that you did that there?
You get to hook up in a different city every single day.
In the wiener.
Woo!
It's like the Mile High Club.
Yeah.
Only a whole on wheels, right? Wiener on wheels.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Apply if you want it. Big gig, man. $36,000. A year.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie morning show on the Odyssey app. All right, I got a weird story here. This is wild. This kid almost electrocuted. He's 8 years old, okay? He's wearing a necklace. Have you heard this story?
I have not.
He's in bed with a phone. He's got it charging, but the cord is very short on the charging cable for his phone. So he's running an extension cord into the bed.
Okay.
So he's in bed, extension cord in bed, plugged in. Well, somehow the plug of the extension cord came apart. His necklace touched that and almost barbecued him in bed.
Oh, that's awful.
They had to rush him to the hospital. They saved his life.
You should. This actually is crazy because I don't think any of us, as especially women that wear a lot of, you know, necklaces, have ever even considered how we lean over the, you know, an extension cord or anything that could touch that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't think.
The metal part?
I don't think I'd ever go to bed with that end of an extension cord in bed with me.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I would never do that. I would never go with any power cord coming into bed. I mean, I would go as far as having a phone on, but not charging.
I always have it charging in my bed.
Yeah, it's not good.
Well, I guess, especially if you wear a necklace.
Here's a story.
It was just scary. I almost thought I was going to die.
Lorenzo Lopez is your ordinary 8-year-old, but the other night was anything but ordinary. Lorenzo was sleeping with a phone plugged into a charger nearby. The charger was plugged into an extension cord, and the charger cord was slightly unplugged.
Lorenzo rolled over in his sleep, and his chain necklace just happened to fall in between where the gap was on the extension cord and the charger, which is what shocked him.
He was shaking and felt the heat on his neck and tried to scream but couldn't. Eventually, he was able to pull the chain off his neck and get help while his shirt was still on fire.
The other hospital, the lady had told him had he not pulled that chain off, he would have been electrocuted to death, so he basically saved his own life.
I guess I saved myself. And I'm happy about that.
He caught his shirt on fire.
That is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. A little warning for you. There's your public service announcement.
No kidding. Wow.
I don't know, man. You got a power cord in bed. That's not good.
That's not good.
It's bad.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, I saw something last night, and I was going to ask you, at any point when Ralphie was just a little kid, did he ever get away from you?
Yeah, I told you. He ran away and got behind the door of the, when people were getting off the airplane.
That's right.
And I couldn't find him, and they did a huge search. They shut down the airport in that wing, on the east wing in St. Louis, because he was behind a door. So they, when the people were exiting the door, you know, to depart the plane, they opened that door, and he was in that little, I don't know what you'd call it, that triangle.
Yeah. Can't find him. How old was he? Do you remember?
Two or three.
Four. Yeah, usually between around three up to about five, even two to five. They're a little slick. I mean, they're slippery, right?
They'll get away from you.
Frog did that with us. We were in Hawaii at the pool, and it was one of those, you know, had different levels of pools, and he got away from us, and it started off fine for the first couple of minutes because we thought we'd find him there at the kiddie pool, and then before, you know, within two or three minutes, it became an all-out search. People on radios. You got lifeguards looking for
him. You know, back in my day, the little kids used to do was at the mall, you get underneath that rounder rack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could hide in there. That was easy.
That was a good one.
I saw a kid last night get away. We're at a restaurant. Excuse me, Frog and I.
Are you getting sick?
And these two pairs, no, it's the whatever it is in this room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it makes me sneeze. Oh, it makes me cough.
Because your eyes are all red.
I know. Oh. And it's whatever's in this room.
Gotcha.
Wasn't that way before I got here. So we're at a restaurant yesterday. We're sitting at a high-top table, and there's two parents are talking to each other. And before you know it, this kid's knocking on a window on the outside of the restaurant, all the way across to the other side. And the kid's no more than 3 years old. It's their kid. Had gotten from the playground area through the front door, all the way out onto the sidewalk, looking in the window.
They get away! Has little Debbie gotten away from you?
Yeah, she did it the other day, actually, at Home Goods. I turned around, I was like, stay close to Dad, and I was looking at something, and she was gone, and it terrified me. I don't even know how she moved.
You don't even know.
No, it's like a blink of an eye.
It's panic, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, chaos.
I can't even, well, everybody knows. If you've got a kid and he's gotten away from you, or she, everybody knows. It's pure panic.
You're like, when they're missing. But you just can't believe they got away. You're like, wait, how did that even happen?
And we're in like a middle of an aisle, and the aisle was long. I didn't hear her walk away, run away, nothing.
No.
And she's gone.
And when you find them, because it's not really their fault at all, because they're so little and they're just curious or whatever, you just want to shake them. You just want to go, you little son of a, what are you doing? Why would you do that to me? Why? What are you doing?
Oh my gosh.
You just want to shake that kid, right?
I think about how bad it was this is so bad. So we were camping, right? And we left our bikes on the beach. My sister and I and some of the little kids, we all left our bikes on the beach. And my sister and them, they all stayed there. But I swam all the way over the campground to the dock. And I was over there because I don't know. All the other kids were older than me, so I was just all by myself. And my parents thought I drowned because my bike was just at the beach and I wasn't around.
That would have been just terrifying.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it's just my bike at the beach, and there's no, I'm not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they thought I drowned. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Poor Bob and Nancy.
Man, you always have the best stories.
What? No, I'm just saying. Oh, I got, no, I just remember because I got in so much trouble. You know how you said you want to shake them? I got shook.
Yeah, you did? You want to shake
them? No, I was shook. Yeah. Like, I physically got shaken.
Bob wants to whack you a couple of times on the head, say, what the hell are you thinking?
Exactly. Well,
I couldn't believe these parents last night didn't freak out, though, because I'm a freak out person. You know, if my kid's missing, I'm going nuts, okay?
Yeah.
They just stood up, looked outside, not waved, but kind of motioned like, come on back in, come on. I would have been out that door so fast grabbing that kid.
Maybe they didn't want the kid.
Maybe they don't want to put him outside. Maybe.
I'm telling you, the best place to get kids, the best place, I've always said this my whole life, the best place to get a kid if you know, first of all, if you don't want one, go there to this place with a kid. If you want to pick one up, laundromats. No one pays attention to their kid at a laundromat. Nobody.
My wife brought up laundromat 2 days ago.
She want to buy one?
She wants to start one.
I do too.
Really?
Well, you know where she got it?
Where are you going to put it? Who doesn't have washer and dryer?
You know where she got it? Where? She got it from TikTok.
Why?
Because the guy shows us how much money he makes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a video?
There's tons of guys. Bunch of guys like, what am I making a day? Yeah. TikTok. And so they all like open up the little laundromat and they either show a bunch of coins or they show all the receipts from the credit cards. And you're like, this is easy money.
Where you put them?
In a, I don't know, like a strip mall?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. What neighborhoods do you put them in?
All of them.
I feel like everybody has a washer and dryer.
No, but here's where you get them. Ready? Bulk. What? You get bulk. So you know how it's impossible to wash your like pillows and your comforters?
Yeah, like because, those big, gigantic machines.
Yeah, you gotta get the big machines because we all go to laundromats, my girlfriend circle, when we have to do pillows and comforters.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Because ours won't handle it.
Yeah.
The one, and we have big, heavy-duty machines, but they won't handle all
of
that.
They always are off like...
Well, maybe that makes more sense, but she came to me with this idea just a couple of days ago. I thought, oh man, that medication she's on is causing problems.
No, she's not wrong. I thought about it too. I literally thought about it. I was like,
the laundromat business.
I'm like, well, because they said TikTok, the guy is like, I'm just rolling in the money. And you're like, I want to be rolling in money.
Here's where you should have started. And you've already, well, you haven't missed the window yet. It's still available for you. And I think that you would cash in here. You need to get into the vending machine business. And you need to start with putting some in here.
I asked if I could.
They wouldn't let you?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
They can't tell you what to do.
I mean, it wasn't in the Micah era. It was in what's-her-name's era.
Well, start over again. Micah's a good guy, okay?
I asked if I could put a vending machine there. Our friends used to have Camaretto vending. It was so awesome. We called him the Candyman. His name was Jim Harris. And he would drive up, and you could open up the back of his truck. Like, it was a big... It looked like an ambulance, but it was white, you know? Yeah. And you open up, and he'd let us pick out one candy bar.
Nice. Oh,
it was amazing.
That's sweet.
I know, right? Yeah.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
That was amazing.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you seen this story about this bar down in Florida that live streams?
No.
They have 5 cameras inside the bar. Now, this guy's been live streaming his bar for a long time, like 20-something years, okay?
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, it's become like an internet craze. People love to voyeur and watch this bar.
You do?
No, I've not seen it yet.
No, but you watched me when I was in the Cayman Islands.
I'm going to watch this. Yeah. I'm going to watch this. There's just something about it I find intriguing. There's a bar down in Florida. It's in Fort Lauderdale. This bar is called The Elbow Room, ELBO, if you want to look it up. They live stream every single night. The people inside, some know they're on camera. If you're new to the bar, you probably don't know it, but you're being live streamed every night. And people on TikTok just sit and watch this and do their own commentary because there's no audio.
Yeah, but now that it's gone viral, I'm going to tell you, because remember we did one with Ireland? New York put up a live stream from New York to Ireland.
That was out on the street.
Correct.
Yeah.
But remember then people started doing their boobs.
Yeah. I think you can get by with that out of a bar, though.
Maybe.
I think you can.
I'm just saying.
I think this guy's been doing this for 20-something years, but all of a sudden it's taken off, called The Elbow Room down in Fort Lauderdale. Here's some audio of someone on TikTok watching the bar on their screen, and they do their own commentary.
Girls here, they're here for a good night. They just got here. It's 9:30 p.m., and they're just getting started. Oh, yeah. They're going to have some fun.
This sounds like you, Jamie, with that couple down there in Parker.
I know, I'm telling
you. Sounds like you. This is you doing commentary on that couple like that you've been watching.
This girl, she's out for her bachelorette party. Like, you know she ain't here to play. Somebody buy her a shot. These guys, they've probably been out all night. And he's like, bro, I love you. I just love you. Oh, your hat fell, but... Oh, I got it for you. I got it for you.
I got to check this place out.
I love the commentary.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, the commentary makes it. Yeah.
And it's great people watching because you just... what better place to watch people than at a bar?
No kidding.
You've been watching all morning.
Yeah,
I have. It's closed. Imagine when people get there.
Right.
It's going to be really good then, right? All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Did you see the T-Mobile lady, the lady that stole that money? This lady goes, another lady, a customer, goes into a T-Mobile store. The lady that's the employee, you know, obviously needs to take the phone. Either she's swapping some information or maybe getting a new phone or whatever. But you have to unlock the phone and give it to the employee. Well, the employee then goes behind the desk and goes into a cash app and sends herself $400 from that lady's phone.
No.
Now, I never even thought of this.
And I hand over my phone for them to, you know, when you get the new phone, you leave it there for hours or even overnight with
them.
We
all do.
Yeah.
With the password.
Yeah.
We just trust, right?
I know. Oh, my God.
They take it into the back room. They're doing whatever.
Yeah.
Now, this lady, too, that's the employee there at T-Mobile, she denies it. The police literally go into her bank account, into her account with the Cash App, and find the money. It's sent to her. She goes, I never got that. I never got it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I never even thought about this.
Yeah. Hand over your phone with the password, and this is what can happen.
So we're here investigating a theft that occurred, okay, with one of your clients that you helped with a phone. She said that she came in here for a phone problem, saying that she cannot download any apps. Okay. She said that you told her that she has to get a brand new phone because I guess you can't put a SIM card in or some type of card to help her have more storage. So she said that she gave her your phone, she stepped outside to smoke a cigarette, and that you went to her phone, on a Cash App, and sent her $400.
No, I didn't do that.
All right, and it shows right here, Politics, which is our victim, payment received.
All right, and I didn't receive it.
You did. There's $400 that went to your bank account on Cash App, $466, okay? You already had $66 before that.
I didn't even see that come in.
What do you do, though? You got to give them your phone.
I know.
And if it takes 2 hours to download, what are you going to do? Sit there and just watch?
Well, no, they take it to the back room anyway.
Yeah.
They
sometimes
did?
They got to. Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. They never even do it in front of you. They take it to a back room.
Especially if there's a problem with it.
Look, this is all about an employee. This has nothing to do with AT&T or T-Mobile or anybody else, okay? This is about an employee that decided it was best to get some money.
How dumb is the employee not to know that that can be tracked? Right? My God. Right?
She denies it, though. I didn't do it. I didn't get that money.
Ride
I don't know
that
what you're
line.
Talking about. Oh I don't know God. What you're talking about. I love people that can stick to a lie, though.
Yeah.
You know, when you are blatantly lying, you're caught red-handed.
You gotta
and
give
you,
them credit.
You got to get. Yeah. That takes some balls,
right.
You know, to do that.
Yeah.
When you know you're just, I didn't do it. I don't
no,
know what
it
hell you're be. Talking
I
about.
I never got that.
I never got it. You know what? That lady's lying. She lied.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ
and
Jamie Morning Show. Oh, I went to the store yesterday to get some dog food.
Yep.
I think I saw somebody shoplifting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The lady, it was a lady, and she was in the aisle, and she had a big jacket on. Now, yesterday was 74 degrees, folks.
So she had a coat on,
she had a coat on.
That is suspect.
Jamie, and I didn't say anything. I didn't even wait around. I kind of didn't want to know.
Yeah.
I felt like I saw her do it. I saw her move something toward the jacket. I'll say that. And it felt like she was shoplifting. It really did. Because kind of looking around like this. But I kind of paid for my stuff and got out of there. I saw her come out of the store, but I didn't follow up on it. I didn't want to be a part of it.
So you don't know if she went to the counter or not?
I have no idea.
Mm.
I have no idea. But it looked highly suspicious. You know, a lot of people are online saying that they're going to start shoplifting over this EBT thing. Because of these, I guess they're not being issued
SNAP
right
or
now.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that.
Yeah.
But I've seen where a lot of people are saying that, and I saw this yesterday, and I thought, man,
what did she take?
I don't know.
Oh, you're not good at this.
I know.
I thought you watch crime shows and you're like a detective.
Well, you know what? I froze.
Oh,
I did. I was frozen because I felt like that I didn't want to know because I felt like if I knew for a fact she was doing it, that I need my obligation was to go to the manager and tell it. And I didn't want to get involved.
So I used to work at the mall, right?
Yeah.
And we had to be on ladders during sidewalk sales. Do y'all remember sidewalk sales?
I do.
At the mall.
Yeah.
And so we were on ladders so we could look over all the rounder racks, right? And I thought, here I am. I'm 16 years old. What the hell am I going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
And plus, it's going to take a while to get down the ladder.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
And really, at 16, you don't really care.
Yeah, I was
if
like,
somebody
right,
steals
right,
something, it's not yours.
Exactly.
Right? That's your attitude. Yeah. That's kind of what my attitude was yesterday at the grocery store. I don't know this lady's situation.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I need to stay out of this, but I did. I kind of got scared and got the hell out of there.
Yeah. Don't you always wonder what happens? Like, I mean, have you guys, I've never, well, you have.
Yeah.
12 pack.
Yeah. I didn't do it intentionally, though.
But you still didn't go
it
back in.
It was accidental.
You didn't go back in.
It was accidental.
You didn't go back in.
I didn't go back in. I got to the car. Jimmy's talking about a 12-pack of soda that I stuck on my cart, but I put it underneath, and got through. I don't want to say got through because it makes it sound.
You said I got through.
I got through.
I made it through.
I don't mean it like that. I meant it. It accidentally got through.
Yeah.
Liar.
And I got outside, and when you get outside to your car, it's almost like it's yours at that point. Right.
You said, here's what you told us. I said, why didn't you go back in and pay for it? And you said, I was tired.
I was exhausted that day. I'd been up since 3:30,
right?
Folks.
Yeah.
So. And all the other stuff in the cart I'd paid for.
Well,
big
of you.
It's only a deal. Yeah.
What an upstanding citizen.
Yeah. Hey, he paid for the rest of it.
Yeah. I don't need the lady Holly. I don't need her chasing me through the parking lot.
It always makes me wonder, like, those kids that have pretty good lives, right? And, I mean, but then they steal. You know, and they're like in high school and grade
school.
There's
a rush to it, though.
I don't know. Ruining your life over chewing gum?
I used to do it in grammar school.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you steal?
Candy and bubble gum.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd stick it in my pocket and go off to school.
Never
that was that. Back in the day when they didn't watch five-year-olds that closely, you know?
Well, I guess if you're five or whatever.
No, I was like 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
And I'd go into a grocery store, and grab me a couple of, bubblegum pieces.
I guess I was just too afraid of Bob and the wrath of Bob to ever do anything like that.
Oh, I ever got caught, my mom.
I never got caught.
Oof. Yeah, my son would never steal anything. Like, he knew he would die. Yeah.
I never got caught. Never got caught. Huh. I was good at it, man. Yeah, I think I saw her yesterday. I think she was stealing from the store. But I don't know, man. I should you get involved in something like that, or you just move on?
Well,
it's up to the store to catch them.
I don't know anymore because, you know, some of them have rules. Some of the different stores have rules, like just let them go.
Yeah.
Don't get involved with their own employees, right? So I don't even know.
I mean, employees have literally been fired for
trying to stop
someone.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah,
so
you can get in trouble just for intervening, right?
So, I don't know.
I do admire those people that can go in there and come out with three lobsters in their pants, though. Those are good. Those are good shoplifters.
Three lobsters in their pants.
No, you see people like come out with an octopus in their pants.
Uh-huh.
You know, the tentacle coming out of the feet, out of the bottom of their pants. Those people that can pull
that
off.
What store do you shop at?
I don't know what he's even talking about.
I'm just saying. You know, the people that go in there, okay, let's go with rump roast. All right, you come out of there with like five rump roasts, and you've stuck them in your pants and your jacket. And boom, you're out of there. I do admire that.
Yeah, it's an art. It's real art.
Is that a lobster in your pants?
Or are you just happy to see me?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Crazy?
We are live on the Odyssey app.
Don't your lips hurt and everything? I feel like I'm just cracking. It's so dry.
No.
You don't?
No, I don't really get that.
Oof.
I'm a moist guy.
Do you use moisturizer?
I don't need to. I'm a moist human being.
Because I was thinking
oily.
You're
I check my oil levels. They're pretty high.
Your lips aren't killing you. Mine are killing me.
Oh, I can't put enough lotion on.
I never get chapped lips.
You don't?
Never.
That is bizarro.
I'm telling you, I'm very moist.
Well, or oily.
I'm a moist, oily guy. All right. Everybody's talking about the Denver Broncos. Big, 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 man. Best team in the league by far.
It's crazy.
We're headed to the Super Bowl. Well, yesterday,
oh, no.
The word started coming out that good luck if you're planning on going to the game, because your ticket price, not one seat inside Mile High Stadium, will be less than $1,000.
I saw that. For the playoffs.
Yeah. Here we go.
Playoff fever is already hitting wallets.
If it was a Denver Broncos game, I'd probably be willing to spend at least $1,000 for a ticket if it's upper bowl, middle bowl, wherever it's at.
That level of excitement is exactly what's pushing ticket prices high.
No. $1,000 for nosebleed. No upper bowl. No lower bowl. It's $1,000 just to get in.
516, which is upstairs. It's $1,500 a ticket.
Ticket expert Candy Lewis says prices jump with each playoff round. As prices rise, experts warn fans to slow down and shop carefully.
Go to the legitimate sites.
Lewis cautions against sending money through Venmo or PayPal unless tickets can be verified in an official account.
$1,955 a ticket. That's AFC Championship. And see, they just keep going.
Man.
That is crazy.
And the ripoffs, the scams, yeah. They're going to be full tilt boogie, man.
It is true.
It's going to be crazy. And we're still 3-4 weeks away.
I know, but it is exciting. I mean, I got the fever. I'm going to be honest. I'm pretty jazzed about this.
I am too.
Yeah.
I am too. It's been a while.
It's been a while
since the playoffs. And being the top team in the league, obviously games are going to be played here. So the tickets are going to be very, very expensive. So yesterday, remember Jake Plummer?
Yes.
Jake the Snake Plummer that used to play for the Broncos? He says that Bo Nix should be the NFL MVP.
I heard him talking about Jordan Love, possible MVP candidate, and I don't hear much about Bo. Bo outplayed Jordan Love, hands down. I don't know when he'll get his respect. He's doing some high-level and winning ball games. He's an MVP candidate, 100%.
He believes.
He believes. Yeah, okay.
Pretty exciting stuff.
It is exciting.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
What is this country song? I don't know anything about this, Jamie.
All right, so here's what's happening, and it's freaking everybody out. Now, we know AI, right? We've talked about AI forever, blah, 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 and how it's going to take over the world, and we need it to be nice, right? We need AI to be kind. Well, now what's happening, and artists are freaking out. It's made the Billboard Top 100.
Okay.
And it being nobody, a thing.
What are they giving credit to?
So it's AI made it. AI made it, and it's called Breaking Rust is the name of the AI band, which does not exist, right? And then the Walk the Walk made the top 100 on Billboard. There's also a pop song that also made it, and literally artists are freaking out, going, "There's nobody there. AI made it. Like, what are you guys doing?"
Do you think though? Because if you remember that kid that came out of West Virginia or something? He put that political song together, and everybody loved it, and it made like top 10 in the first week or something like that. Then it kind of disappeared. Do you think that a lot of this has to do with because it's on feeds, and you get those feeds,
calculates? Benson, Benson Boone did that, too. No matter who it is, if it goes streaming, Benson Boone became popular because of it. No, I'm saying, like, this is terrifying because it's not a person. It's not a band.
I'm saying, though, the views online is what put it in the top 100.
Well, probably just
is
like,
what I'm saying.
Just like it does. That's, which, that's the only way people get recognized now.
Well, now, yeah. Used to, you had to buy it. So yeah. I didn't know if there's a difference between that and buying it. All right, here it is.
Had some lovers, lost some friends. Some story starts, some just end. Every tear I shed down washed me clean of all them faithful.
Sounds like a person.
Broken dreams. Now don't beg, I don't chase. Don't need no crown, I got my grace. Life's too short to wear a mask, so I'll say my peace and sit my flask. Cause I don't give a damn who don't like me. This world spins fast and time ain't.
Are you sure they didn't take some guy's person and put, or some guy's voice and put it in AI? Because that's what it sounds like.
Isn't it good though? It's so
good.
No,
it's good.
Yeah, it's so good. But it's AI and people are freaking out. And so, you know, what they said over the weekend is, look, a lot of the movies have AI in it and we just don't know. Like, they've already been implementing AI in movies and a lot of people are losing their jobs in creative, right? Because they're in production, they're already using AI because it's so damn easy. And yes, like, they take a collaboration of people's voices and they smush them together and people are like, wait, that sounds like my voice. We don't know.
Scary.
It's good, though.
Yeah, very good.
It is good.
Making the top 100. There you go.
Crazy.
Wow. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.